B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
5 o'clock hour. Mike Missinelli Show, Sports Host by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big winter sale has been extended through January. You'll get 40% off all windows and doors. Just call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. South Powell's coming our way at 5:15. We'll talk some of football issues and what the Eagles are going to do to fill these. Seem to be taking their time. You know, Kafka bailed out of it. He probably got the word he wasn't going to be the guy. So rather than lose face and put it out there that you weren't chosen, you re-up and say, I'm going to stay here.
That's what you think it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, why would you resign? If you have a chance to be an offensive coordinator, it's a step up from what you're doing.
Because you think Greg Roman in a year is going to get a job there, and then you step right in there and you don't have to move your family? Mm. Roman was a hot name. I'd be shocked if Greg Roman's not a head coach, at least in college, next year, after one more year with Lamar.
All right. Well, you know, let's stay close to Andy. Andy usually is the tree that provides the fruit.
Yeah.
So you stay there. You can't lose.
Although, I mean, it's not like Doug's guys don't get jobs.
True.
So, but we'll see how it all works out.
Right now, who you like?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
The USC.
No. In the Super Bowl.
Oh, in the Super Bowl. Right now, I still like the Chiefs.
You like the Chiefs.
Everything you said about the line is true. Everything you said about the line is true. I can't argue with it.
Yeah, it's minus one is shocking to me.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs are better, and I think the 49ers are hiding a quarterback, and I'm still a believer that you can't hide your quarterback.
Okay, I got you. This could be a big money line bet on SF. I think it's a good, it might be a good price.
Yeah, it is. Now, they got it wrong a lot last year. See, last year's Super Bowl has me a little gun-shy on Vegas. They didn't have a clue of what was going to happen with that Patriots-Rams game. They had the total way. They were off a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they might be off with this, too. Long time to digest between now and the game, too. Long time.
All right, you ready for another prop bet?
Yeah.
Well, Darrell Revis tweeted about Richard Sherman during the game.
Yes, that's a lock.
Yes, it's plus 150. Good price on that.
Oh, I bet that
you're
right
all
now.
Over that?
That's a lock. They're at war now. They are. Those guys are at war now.
Okay. Too many Demi Lovato bets here. No interest. Will a player raise a fist during the national anthem?
No.
No, is the favorite at minus 1,000.
Yeah, no, nobody will.
Will any player take a knee?
Nope.
During the national anthem?
Uh-uh. Not on these two teams. No. Nah.
Okay. You got $1 million on you?
I wish.
This is a bet that's you can't lose. Will a broadcast show any members of the military?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes is minus 5,000.
Oh, yeah.
So if you had $1 million.
It'd be worth it, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a lock. Like in the first 5 seconds.
Yes. Last one, halftime. Will either J-Lo or Shakira first address the audience in Spanish?
Shakira will first.
All right. Yeah, get a good price on that, too. Plus 150.
Because that's her native language.
Yep.
J-Lo from the Bronx, not her native language.
Okay. I'll give you one.
I wonder if Rick Ross... Rick Ross has to show up. You got to find a way to let... You can't have something in Miami without Rick Ross.
Who will show cleavage during the performance? Both is 1-1. J-Lo only 7-4. Shakira only 2-1. Neither will show cleavage 4-1.
I would bet just J-Lo.
J-Lo?
Because Shakira is not blessed in that area. So even if she tried, you may not see much. So I think just J-Lo is how it ends up working.
And this is actually a prop bet. You put it out there. Will J-Lo show butt cleavage?
Oh, Yeah.
Plus 500 on the
Something there.
Minus 1,000 is the no.
Yeah, see, I don't think it'll be on purpose, but they do a lot of changes during Real Fast and stuff. You'll see a little booty.
Really?
Yeah, you see a little bit. Well, I don't think it'll be intentional.
Well, that's a good bet for you.
Like you're doing a quick switch or a rip-off or a tear-off. Uh-huh. They're going to change, and they got to bring out there whoever they're going to bring out. I don't believe they're just going to go straight. They're not going to do like Gaga and just go straight.
You should be all over those cleavage bets then. You're going to make some money.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Gerald in Los Angeles. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Gerald?
Listen, yeah, you know, clearly Ben had a monster game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And your question of the day is, you know, can we count on this effectively? Well, we haven't been able to count on it for 3 years. So I don't think we can count on it. I mean, yesterday was the bar that we've been screaming for 3 years that we know that he's physically mm-hmm. and talent-wise capable of.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't consistently done it. What makes us think all of a sudden after 3 years of people screaming at him that all of a sudden he's going to do it all the time?
I don't know. You're right to question. But all I can say is this. I don't know if he's going to do it. All I can say is that's what he has to do. Like, I can't get the guy's brain. I could just, you know, offer my opinion on what's going to make the Sixers win.
Right, but he's had to do that for 3 years. Did he do it in the playoffs last year?
You're not allowing for maturity. You know, there's such a thing as maturity that maybe that game yesterday sparks more of what he did yesterday.
Okay, so overnight it's going to be a change.
No, I didn't say overnight. I'm just saying that game, sometimes a game like that can give you enough confidence to want to do it a lot more.
My thing is this. I think we have a team that's built where we can potentially compete and win now. We've waited 3 years for this. It hasn't really happened consistently. I think we have to pull the trigger and try to put ourselves in a better position to win now.
Meaning what?
Meaning, if we can go get a Derrick Rose, or we can go get somebody without giving up too much.
Oh, that goes without saying. I'm not, like, in my opinion, yes, they have to add somebody. Yes. Yeah, because the only other way to do it is that he's got to do that every game. Now, you don't believe he can do it every game, so naturally, your thought process is they have to add a player. And I'm right with you.
Well, listen, I don't know if he can do it every game. I'm saying what I've seen is that he hasn't.
Okay, and I'm with you. In other words, we're protecting our turf here. We're not putting all the eggs in Ben's basket. We're saying, if he does it, fine, but still, it's not going to hurt us to add another player. I'm with you.
And Mike, I feel like you've pivoted on this, because I think for a long time, you weren't criticizing him in this way.
Oh, no, I was criticizing him all year. He's the most frustrating player. Uh-oh. He makes me crazy. I pull out my hair every day. What do you not see? Since day one,
well,
you haven't heard me be frustrated this year about the way he plays.
Yeah, this year.
Come on, man. He was a pup. I was complaining about it last year too. We talked about it in the offseason. What does he have to do? He has to shoot the ball. What was I saying when Tyrone was sending me the videos? All the league's in trouble. Look at this. It's a pickup game. Devin Booker's giving him 10 yards of cushion. I was saying what, Tyrone? Don't buy it.
You're saying don't buy it. And I still think that before the year's over, you might see it.
I'm the most frustrated man in America over Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Forget y'all.
The only thing you're doing is allowing for growth. And no player.
I'm not training for bowling pins.
No, you're allowing for growth. And you have to with a 23-year-old. We want more, right. Obviously. But we hope that he's not the same player at 25 as he is at 23.
Exactly. I'm riding him. I'm not moving him to four. I'm not trading him.
That's not hard. That's fair.
It is.
That's fair.
But I am frustrated that he doesn't do every game like he played yesterday.
His approach should be the same. He's not going to shoot 12 or 14 from the field. That approach
correct
should be the same all the time.
I've been doing this for a lot of years. He's the most frustrating athlete I've ever experienced in my whole entire life following Philadelphia sports. Shane in Levittown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shane.
What's going on there, Mike?
What's going on, Shane?
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Wanted to talk a little Sixers with you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, great comeback win yesterday. Fourth quarter, you know, they stepped up tremendously. They came aggressive on defense. And the one thing I wanted to point out is the fact that Ben and Matisse combined it for 9 steals. Just those two alone is pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. They got after defense, though. They were really active. They made some great plays. I mean, that block that Al Horford made was a game changer.
Yeah, like 3 minutes left. Yeah,
that was a monster play.
It really was. And now the other thing I wanted to bring up, and I just saw it was another tremendous performance by Shayok. Is there a reason that we can't bring this guy up? Are we waiting for the deadline? We need a roster spot? I mean, it seems like he looks like a man amongst boys in that league. I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, it is possible he's on a two-way. So it is possible that they have been watching his growth, and then he's a guy they bring up that can play the rest of the season with those 45 games. Or they may think, you know what, he's good down there, but he's slow for the NBA. I don't know what it is.
Right, and that's just, you know, with the way that Mike's been playing now, you know, he's obviously had his up and downs, more downs recently. I mean, I think he steps up and can be a key contributor. I don't know. That's just, you know.
Yeah, don't get conned by anything you see in the G League.
Right.
I'll warn you.
Fair enough. yeah, man.
But it is possible that they've been waiting for him to develop in this two-way contract action. They want to preserve those 45 days.
It does, you know, and how long it's been now, and he's had these consistent performances down there. It'll be interesting to see. I think he can come out and be a huge, huge asset for us.
Yeah, that's hope. That's finger crossing, man. I know he's playing well down there. He's got good numbers, but I don't take that leap for the NBA.
He has to be able to defend to a certain level.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be great. He doesn't really defend.
You got to be able to defend to a certain level, and all those shots, you don't have nearly as much room with NBA defense versus G League. So if you got a slow release, you got to quicken it up. There's things you have to work. He is a natural shooter, and there's rumors about his age.
Why he's older than?
I've heard someone feel very comfortable saying out loud that he's older than he's listed.
I don't care. He's 30. If he can help you, I don't care about the age part.
No. He's very thin. And if he's 30 and he's very thin, that body's not going to develop, and he's too thin, they think, to play in this league and help you. Because he's even thinner than Korkmaz. Like, you got to have some weight to be able to hold a position. Look how much J.J. Redick had to build up his body. You got to be able to have a certain amount of strength. And if he's 30, it's not going to come.
He's shooting 38% from three.
It's good.
In that league. And he's averaging 23.4.
Yeah.
Good numbers.
He's playing well down there.
Yeah.
I think he's a long-term prospect for them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they think he can help them now. And people think, oh, get him up here. I don't buy it.
Yeah. let's go to Christian in Lansdowne. Christian, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Christian.
Hi.
Hello, Christian.
I think Norm is back on the floor.
Yeah, Christian. It's a kid calling in. Come on, Christian. We didn't just fall off the turnip truck. All right, a couple open lines. You can climb in 610-620-975. Let's talk some football issues with our next guest. He joins us every Tuesday. That's why we call it Tuesdays with Sal, the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN. We saw him on the field digging in to all the great interviews post game. Let's bring Sal Palantonio in here. Hello, Sal.
Yes, he is brought to us by Concordville Nissan.
Thank you. Sal.
Michael, thank you for having me on the show. How are you?
Good. How are we feeling today after that weekend of football where you were right in the mix?
Yeah, you know, life comes full circle, right? From Andy Reid in 1999,
uh-huh.
20 years later, getting back to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting story. It's definitely the most compelling story of the 100th season of the NFL in Super Bowl 54. Chiefs in the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years, and Andy Reid gets another shot at a title.
Yes. How did you find Andy?
Well, you know, he's a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously evolved as a coach and a person. I was there last year when they lost, and you probably remember, but I was on the Tuesday right after that game. The ESPN asked me to stay the day after. It was also Martin Luther King's birthday, and I stayed an extra day, and I visited with Andy in his office, and he was on the doorstep of firing his defensive coordinator, Bob Sutton, and then reaching out to Steve Spagnuolo, realizing that, you know, time is about to expire on this long-running experiment, and he needs to make those kinds of big decisions. But here's the bottom line, Michael. Second week in a row, Patrick Mahomes the second bailed him out, rescued him, came to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. He's a dynamic player. It's an interesting Super Bowl in that this is this offense with speed versus a defense with speed. It's really the two best teams, I think. And, you know, with all due respect to the Ravens, I think we got a really good matchup here.
Completely agree. I think Mahomes is the MVP, not Lamar Jackson. He's obviously a more complete quarterback, can throw the ball with much more accuracy, especially on the run, than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a run-first quarterback. The Tennessee Titans invited him to run, and Patrick Mahomes made them pay. But he can throw it, and he can run it. I think I'm going to flip the script on you a little bit. I know I'm going to call you next week from Miami. We will have a special report on this program next Tuesday from Miami. I will have visited with both football teams when they arrive, and we'll go through it line by line. But I actually think this sets up pretty well for San Francisco's offense.
Mm.
I do. My early look at it, Mike, I think the way Kyle Shanahan designs and executes that run game, it's hard for anybody to stop, especially a Chiefs defense that's not all that big and mobile up front. They don't have a sideline-to-sideline guy in the middle. Anthony Hitchens is good, but he's not great. I think you can move them off the ball. The Titans certainly did. The past two games, the Chiefs got beat up in the first half, and Mahomes saved them. If the Chiefs get down to the Niners in Super Bowl 54 in the first half, it's going to be tough for Mahomes to come back against that defense. So I think the whole game is, and even Reed said it, after the game, we got to start out fast against the Niners. We can't start slow. You look at his body language and his facial expressions on Sunday in the first quarter, he was peeved. He understood. He really looked at him. Come on, Mike, you saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, he understood, oh my gosh, what's happening here? And then the young magician just took over.
Let me ask you a question because people are talking about this question. It's the Andy Reid Hall of Fame question. Does he need to win this Super Bowl to get in the Hall of Fame, or is he already a Hall of Fame coach?
He needs to win the Super Bowl.
Does he?
So, okay. As you know, I was on a Centennial Selection
yes.
Committee,
mm-hmm.
and I am a permanent voting member of the Hall of Fame Selection Committee, one of the 46 voters. So I was just in the Centennial meeting 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and we had 8 coaches on the docket. And we picked 2, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher. And we left off the list guys who have won Super Bowls, multiple. Mike Shanahan, Flores, Holmgren, Vermeil. A lot of guys who have won Super Bowls or multiple Super Bowls. And it was said best in the meeting. I want to see who's, not by me, but by a very respected member of the committee. I want to see if he's won titles and how he's done against superior competition in the playoffs. And the playoff record is not good. 1-5 in championship games with no title. To me, I know the deliberations in the meeting, and I know the docket and how there's people lined up waiting to get in. He's going to have a hard time convincing people that he deserves to go in the Hall of Fame without a Super Bowl title. So I think he's got to win one. And I think he's got to win one pretty soon.
Interesting. All right, let's shift it to the Eagles before I let you go here. Coaching search has been kind of slow. I know. What do you think they're doing here? What do they want?
I think they're confused. I think, you know, they don't know what they want.
That's not good.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's pretty simple, as I said last week on this very program. It's pretty funny, too. I was in a Wawa on Route 38, right across from NFL Films. I pull in, guy in the gas station, pumping my gas. I heard you say it. Got to be Deuce Daly, Sal pal. I heard you on Mikey Miss, 5:15 on Tuesday. Totally agree. Then another guy in the car waiting for his gas says, totally agree. Got to be Deuce Daly. We heard you, Sal pal. You know, to me, it's a slam dunk. You got him there. The players respect him. Peterson is already going to call plays. You already have the offensive line coach, Stoutland, designing the run plays. You see Staley on the sideline. Who's the only one with any passion or emotion on the sideline? It's Deuce. The players respect him. I think they got to pull the trigger. I don't know why in the world they would go after Mike Kafka. He doesn't have any more experience than Deuce. And
why do you think they haven't named him yet then? Like, what are they, you know, what are they waiting for somebody to fall on their lap?
Give me somebody.
I don't know. I don't got somebody.
You got somebody?
Is it Jim Caldwell?
Well, okay. Jim Caldwell, veteran. I would take Jim Caldwell. Sure. I could see that. But he's been available and he hasn't been hired.
Interesting. What this deliberation's going on.
I would say confused.
That confuses me. That's not good.
Sure. I think, listen, if you had an idea that you were going to fire him, you have to hire him because you know there's six guys out there trying to fill their staffs. And all the good ones are going to be grabbed. Now, you know, you've got a chance to coach Carson Wentz in Philadelphia and help a Super Bowl winning coach like Doug Peterson. So you would think you would want to come here. Now, Kafka, they would have had to ask permission for him to go to get interviewed. But that permission never came. That request never came to the Chiefs. And the other thing, too, is you got to think, if I'm Kafka and I'm on the doorstep of going to a Super Bowl, maybe I got a little bit more leverage if I win one.
It's possible. Yeah, he's a better job.
If you're thinking of firing somebody, you better have a plan of who you hire before you fire them. That's always been my, and I don't care what walk of life you're in, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
You don't just fire your talk show host unless you've got an idea. Okay, this is my guy. I'm bringing this guy in.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheaper and better and younger, or he's more experienced. He's got better ratings. Or I know I can improve what I'm doing before you even pull the trigger. Because why? Because your leverage is reduced to zero once you fire a guy and you haven't hired somebody. Yep. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's where we are. So I'm going down to the Super Bowl, Mikey. I'll call you from Miami. We'll talk Super Bowl. But my early line is, I think if San Francisco wants to run the ball, they will run the ball.
I kind of like the 49ers, I'm telling you.
I kind of like the 49ers a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. That -1 is telling me all I need to know. All right, Sal, pal. Have a great week. We'll talk to you.
Like him a little bit. Talk to you from Miami,
Mike. All right, bud. See ya. There he is. Sal, pal. Yeah, talking about Kafka, they wouldn't have needed permission there, right? Because that would have been a promotion for him.
Yeah.
I think he got... Yeah, these guys have agents. I think the agent got the feedback they weren't really that interested in. You don't like to get turned down for a job.
That's weird, though. So why request it? I don't know what they're doing. I'm concerned.
It's weird.
And they have to coach up young players because they're going to have a much younger roster next year. So position coaches are going to matter. Talent matters, but you got to coach these young guys up.
Take a break. We'll come back down the home stretch. Mike Missinelli Show, Radio TV.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the final Twitter poll numbers. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Check out for the spring that Husqvarna Auto Mower. You're going to love it. Paul B. Moyer and Sons showrooms in Doylestown, or you can see it online at paulbmoyer.com. Tyler Zuli filling in for Natalie today. Tyler, the final numbers.
Thank you, Mike. So the question today was, will we see this version of Ben Simmons that we got last night more often going forward? Just over 900 votes we got. 58% say yes, it's the start of a trend, and 42% say no, it's just a one-game fluke.
All right. 42%, one-game fluke. I'm okay with that. All right, so tonight, the Flyers are a national game tonight. So
yeah.
On NBC Sports Philly will be the famous Philly feud that pitted the listeners of 97.5 The Fanatic, the four listeners that we selected, against the host. It's a fun show. If you haven't seen it, you might want to tune in to that. And this is the feedback I got from it being shown on the weekend. How many tweets did you get from people saying, I'm finally glad to see what Booney looks like?
Everybody was
fascinated by what Booney looked like because he's the man behind the scenes, NBC Sports Philly.
Yeah.
He's now a well-established sports TV star.
Yes, he is.
And you'll see him again tonight.
Yep, no spoilers. But Booney's not just there. I feel very comfortable saying Booney's not just there.
Booney's a key member to squad.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Booney's not just hanging
out.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to throw this out because I know Booney, this is basically a question for Booney. As far as aren't on tonight, but what is Mark, tomorrow the Sixers will be on, what is Mark Zumoff's counter to the Jim Jackson no call? What is the zoo counter phrase?
What is this?
Booney
coming in for a landing?
No. It's like the no call on the same lines.
Yeah.
No call. What does he say? Like Booney. Jim Jackson would go, no call. What will Zumoff say in a similar situation?
Or Booney will text it in. We'll take a call. We'll get the answer.
You think he's got it? He's got to have it.
Had it. Here we go. Whistle silent.
The whistles remain silent.
Yes.
Is the counter.
I like that one. I like that one.
He got it. The whistles remain silent.
He's on a roll right now. Zoo.
Yes, he is. Lance in Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lance.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Lance?
I'm all right. I got a little thrown off by Sal Pop with the football talk, but my thing about Ben Simmons and he'll have games like he did last night, and he'll tease us. And then he just goes into a shell. Like, to answer your question, I don't think this is going to be him going forward. Like, I don't understand how you can be so aggressive at moments and you just can't turn your mind on to be like that, because you can be dominant. You see you can be dominant. So why is that not always there? I don't understand it.
It's a million-dollar question. It's what I've been asking all year.
I agree with you. He frustrates me so much because I argue with my friends all the time. I want him to succeed. I want him to be great. But there's just that something missing. And then my biggest issue with him, he had a good game yesterday. But one thing I can't ignore is the last few games in the fourth quarter, he kind of disappears. Last night, Al Horford kind of,
he didn't do that yesterday. See, that's what, you're right, that in the last couple of games where he came out gangbusters, and all of a sudden in the third and fourth quarter, he decided to defer, which was weird. Now, he didn't do that yesterday.
Exactly, he didn't. But I just, like a few callers back, we've been, this is the Ben Simmons we've been asking for 3 years. And for 3 years, he gives us little flashes. And then he goes away. And I don't understand it.
Yeah, because he's a robot. He's a bot.
And one last thing. It really bothers me because you know how when guys go out, they have bad games or not so good games, and they say, I got to do better and I got to do this. You've never heard, and it might be me, I've never heard Ben Simmons say, oh, I have to do better at this. He's so content.
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying. He's robotic, like when it comes to that. He's not going to ever criticize himself. And we've translated that like, well, he thinks he's good enough. I don't know. I can't figure out the mental side of Ben Simmons. All I know is that if he does what he did yesterday, they got a real good chance. If he doesn't, they're going to need something extra. And you know, the Brett Brown's trying to cover up for him. I mean, he's he doesn't want to come out. Like, what he said yesterday, I think the Ben Simmons judgment world is bizarre to me, often amazingly unfair and a little bit inaccurate. No, it's not, Brett. And then he goes on to say, when you at the times where you say, oh, he could have shot it there, he could have played in a one-on-one environment there, and he didn't, he deferred. I don't find many of any of those. I really don't. Well, that's horse crap. You find it all the time. A coaching staff must pull out their nose hairs in frustration. Come on, man. Don't sell me that, Brett. I love you, but come on.
Yeah.
I don't find many of any of those. I really don't. He just disappeared in the third and fourth quarter in two straight games.
Three. So it was like,
come on.
You care. And the other part that is most frustrating for me is he has to play really hard getting all the way to the rim each time. And he plays great defense. If he would just shoot, it would be easier on him. He would be able to burn less energy in these games where he's playing 40 minutes because he can stop and pull up. It takes a tremendous amount of effort.
It takes effort to power to the basket.
Every time. If you just pull up for that foul line or get in the paint and just do a little floater, that's an easier day for you.
That's all I did because I couldn't jump, but I want to preserve my energy just to fire. Yeah. I'm going in there.
Going in there will grind you down over the long. And in the playoffs, 100 games you basically have to play. Him doing that over 100 games, pull up. It'll be easier for him.
I ain't going in there.
I'm good.
Sandoz coming our way right here. 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Mike Missanelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sports betting is on fire with New Jersey and Pennsylvania's premier online sports book place, SugarHouse.com. It's the app I use. You know I love it. Check it out. You'll find a great selection of live lines, prop bets, and future bets. And the in-game betting is a lot of fun as well. I like Butler tonight, +3.5 against Villanova. And unlike those other sports betting apps, you can play over 450 casino games like blackjack, roulette, and three-card poker all in one. You don't have to download multiple apps, and you'll be entertained for hours. It's really easy to you. It just takes a few minutes to get up and running. Enter your info, load the amount you want to play with, and you're in. Plus, Sugar House offers easy deposits and fast withdrawals so you can get your money, and that's the most important thing, of course. And you get a bonus if you do it now. You receive a 100% match on your first deposit, up to $250 by using the code 250MATCH. PlaySugarHouse.com is the premier live in-game betting option in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. We do it every day at this time. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line number. We get some creative messages left to us. Let's see what we have today.
34, 12, 12, and 5. Ben is like that girlfriend where you have that one amazing, incredible evening. And you're like thinking about it every day. And then a month and a half goes by and you're like, whoa, I know you're capable. Why aren't you doing it again? Like, what's going on?
It's the worst analogy I've ever heard. Hey, what, a girlfriend turns it on and then it goes away? Well, I've never heard of that.
No, I don't know what
girlfriend's a girlfriend.
About.
Is she good or not?
Yeah, maybe he's talking about maybe she's not a great cook and she gets lucky once.
No, you don't get lucky as a cook.
You can get lucky
no,
as a cook.
That's a stupid analogy. Come on.
Hey, Mike, I just was watching the Sixers game. In the fourth quarter, I see Brett Brown shout to Ben Simmons, pass to Neto. Number one, why? And number two, he passed it. So he'll listen to pass, but he won't listen to shoot?
Yeah, that was the one Neto hit the open three. They seem to have a good pick and roll chemistry about him. I wouldn't play Neto ever, but what are you going to do?
Holy hand grenade, Mike. Ben Simmons, 34 points, 12 rebounds, 5 steals, 12 assists. Unbelievable. Mike, know what I'm excited about? He went to the line 7 times and made 10 out of 14. Hopefully this is a wake-up call to realize that he could, if he put his mind to it, dominate every game.
Well, it's been the theme of today's show. Yeah, it's interesting. The free throw part of it is they have all these coaches. They have about 27 coaches. They have to sell out the first row for all the coaches they have, right? You think when they're working on free throws, Ben, just a little higher on the arc. Just get a little arc.
Before the game, he has arc.
Does he?
Yes.
So in the game, he lets go of the arc?
I think it starts with his legs. Everything starts, it's all a chain.
Yeah, get a little bend, and then you got a better arc. When you get a little bend, you get a little arc.
But before the game, if you watch him, you'll see him make 20, 30 in a row.
Take it from somebody who won the Sacred Heart Foul Shooting Contest, father-son foul shooting, father-daughter foul shooting contest. Just a little...
Hi, it's time to end the fixation on why Ben Simmons doesn't shoot from the outside. Fixate instead on somebody and the other players who aren't scoring enough points. Give it a rest already.
Well, they're incapable of scoring enough points. Ben is capable. That's why we focus on him. And we're never going to let it rest when we have a player who has a talent level that could rival Giannis. The other guys don't.
If you're an Eagles fan and you're rooting for Andy Reid, shame on you. Because he did nothing for the Eagles for 14 years, and now you're rooting for him to go win somewhere else? What kind of a fan are you? I'll tell you what you are. You're a fraud. I hope Andy gets his ass kicked.
Well, you are the most miserable man on earth. Listen, he built a program, and he built it fairly quickly when he got here. And they were a viable franchise under Andy Reid. They just didn't get it done. And you have a complaint about that, that's fine. But come on, man. You can't hate the dude.
This is why Mike Missanelli is the king. He said Kirk Miles would never score 25 in an NBA game, and he didn't. You're the best, Mikey. Thanks.
No, there's no way he scores ever 25 points in a game. But a lot of people are liking the way he's playing. I don't mean, he's made some shots. I'm seeing the same thing. I just don't trust the dude as your guy off the bench to make shots when the playoffs come around. I just don't see it. I don't think he's got that kind of gumption.
When I play with the Ben.
maybe if he plays with the Ben, it could happen, but I'm not feeling it.
I think of a lot of the Furkan Korkmaz love stems from the fact that we hope that he's something good. Championship teams always get contributions from these unsung guys, these end-of-the-bench guys who don't have the huge contracts. And if we're going to make a deep run, I think we need Furkan to make these clutch shots, see what a difference it makes. Do I have faith he's going to do it? That's a different story, but we need him to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need better than that. That's my whole thing, because if you're like, you don't know and you're hoping, then what do you really have? I want a guy that's reliable. I don't know that playoff time he's going to make the same shot. But defensive attention is completely different in the playoffs, man. They're just not going to let him shoot.
Best game that I've ever seen Ben Simmons play in a Sixers uniform from start to finish. Now, brought the ball up, sure. And Brett Brown acknowledged that in his post-game interview, saying, played a lot of 5-4, which is great. Exactly what they need to do when they don't have an Embiid.
Yeah, I got it. But Embiid's going to come back. So we got to, like, we have to evaluate this team with Embiid on being on the floor. So whatever they do now is nice, but it still revolves around Embiid when in the lineup and whether they can play that way.
Hey, guys, remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and Andy Reid came out with a statement saying how happy he was for the city of Philadelphia, the fans, the organization, and then in his first press conference the next year, he pretty much did the same thing. Yeah, neither do I. I don't remember it either. Go Niners.
Wow, a lot of people mad at Andy. I'm mad at him. He's just out of sight, out of mind. I don't really care if he wins or, you know, I don't have any feeling that he needs to win, and I'm going to be glad for him to win so he can get to the Hall of Fame. I have no feeling at all. I'm rather limp
on
the prospect of Andy Reid.
Just for fact's sake, he did congratulate Doug and the Eagles when they won.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. All right, close down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
On the radio side, stay tuned. Flyers Weekly Show with our old pal Jason Rattatis on the Flyers Show. And then Flyers Penguins on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly. It'll be Quick Slants times 2. And then the hour-long Philly Few with the callers versus the host. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.